This past Shabbos Kodesh was the Yuletide. The Rabbeinu Yakudosh, Rabbi Shneur Shloim, Zecher Tzadok Kodesh Levroche. Chuf Tassiya Erev Kodesh 7. I want to speak a little bit about that and about the Yom Tov. Abu Alayni Letoyve. Yom Tov Shviyas, Kodesh 7. The letter that the Rebbe sent to Chassidim and Yisroel before the Melchoma, and I feel that it's very chashuv to read one line from over there that I wanted to bring out, two lines. It's a famous letter, but I just wanted to highlight one of the kudas that the Rebbe speaks about in the letter. It's yidua that the Rebbe Zatzal, when he spoke about this letter the Rebbe sent, he used to say that this is a me'en of a tzavua that the Rebbe sent to the Chassidim, they gave over to the Chassidim. There is no written tzavua, there's no dvarim shebaal peh, but this michtav, this letter is Molly Toich and Mamish, and the Rebbe said that this is the Rebbe's Chavruch is Rochni Ziketzavua for the Chassidim. He writes like this: Va'ata busi levakish lo'ori reschem, shetasimi levavchem, lahachzik b'toyres Hashem. I want to be ma'ori you, he says, shetasimi levavchem, you should put your heart to be machzik in toyres Hashem, to hold on to toyres Hashem. Everything is the Ikki goes after Kavuna Salev. Ikki is after, based on the Kavuna from the Lev, or the heart from the Yid. The heart, Shiyu Divre Toyre Chaviv Malechem. Divre Toyre Shivi Chaviv Malechem. Shavu Gishmak, and Toyre, Achiyas and Toyre, Shibu with the Chavivis. This should be your ganze tachlis, your sheifa is that divi d'toyeh should be chavivim aleichem. So if you look at the Rebbe's words, you see twice he speaks about the nekuda of the leiv. He says, shetasim levavchem lahachzik b'toyeh Hashem. You should be meisim lev, you should put your heart to be machzik b'toyeh Hashem. And then he says, v'acha kavunas aleiv hein hein advurim. At the Ikki, everything evolves around the Kavonas Alev, around the heart. So I just wanted to highlight what the Rebbe means. I'm not saying what the Rebbe means, but Zichr, one of the Nekudas that could bring out what in the Rebbe's words over here, with Kavonas Alev, Heinein Advurim, which is Meshach Shaykh, to what he says afterwards, Shiyu Divre Toyre Chavivim Aleichem. And what he says before, Shetasim Luvavchem, Lahachzik B'Toyes Hashem. We'll get back to that soon. Try to be mazbe a little bit. B'Siyankiv HaKoyl, the first tickle for the Yom Tov and Shviyas, a few lines over here that sometimes it gets niflat a little bit. Even those that learn it don't notice it as much, but I want to be more on those few lines. Of the Imamish, a phenomenal shtickle. It's moiridik. He brings out the Gemurah and Shabbos, Daf Peches, Turah Shahig Lilua, Aleid Rav Chizde. When I eat from the Golil, the Galili, he dashed this on Rav Chizde. He said it on Rav Chizde. Brich Rachmone, the Yuav Irgin Tlisui, he gave a Toide Tlisui. Tlisui is a Mishuleshes. Torah Mishulash is different shot, more exactly than Mishulash is. Torah Nevi Meksuvim, of the Mikra Mishnah Gemara. La'am Tlisoi, to the Am, to the nation Mishulash is. Threefold nation, Al Yedei Tlisoi. His Mispar, he took to note the Cheshivas of the Maimed Har Sinai that they used to get the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And there's a whole Gemara over there. The Bais Yaakov Stelz, he asks over here something very interesting. About the memory that this Gililah, the drush that he dashed, every word is choshev and every word is important, that the Ebesh is gebench to give a Torah to Klal Yisrael, on the day to Lisoi, means Moshe Rabbeinu, which was Lisoi, the third child. But he wants to, the Beis Yankiv says, that's before what he dashed. What does it mean, Aleid Rav Chisda? What does it mean, Aleid Rav Chisda? He dashed on Rav Chisda? God's Klal Yisrael, Be'etzem is Meshach Shaychter. It's not only Rav Chisda. The Ebesh gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Not just Rav Chisda. So about the Pashim Shadikul, Rav Chisda was a Talmud Chacham Muflig, a Godel B'Yisrael. So over there, it was noticeable. But the Torah, made a Givaldig Eroishim. But the Siyankiv says, Amor Digizach, he says that the reason why Rav Chisda, why he dashes on Rav Chisda is, and why the Gemara feels it necessary to mention that the Dosh was on Rav Chisda, is because Rav Chisda says, Ahavus Rav Chisda l'divrei Torah. Rav Chisda had a Mordecai Liebshaft, he had Ahavus l'divrei Torah. He loved Torah. Uli Yisrael and Teklai Yisrael, he loved Yidden. And that was Goyim, he says to Beis Yankiv, that this Gililah was Nesoyre to this divrei Torah, to this Drosh that he gave, was Nesoyre when he looked upon Rav Chisda. He looked upon Rav Chisda and he saw Yisrael HaShebecho Espoir. Oh, take a look. Rav Chisda was ma'oirit in him this nekuda. Many times you look at a person where you see a certain ma'oir, a certain thing happening, and it's ma'oir a person to think. It makes the person think. And some chiddush falls into his mind then. When this Gililah, this yid from the Golul, he looked upon Rav Chisda, this Torah was Neschadish. This Drosh was Neschadish by him. Gibenched is the Rabban Yishloel, and the Ebesht is Gibenched, that he gave a Torah to Klal Yisrael, al Yidet Lisoi. Because Rav Chizda's Liebshaft, his love for Torah and Klal Yisrael, was Goyim that he should be Nesoyer, that this Gililah should be Nesoyer to this Torah. And he says, Nesoyer machmas chukas Rav Chizda. He was Nesoyer to the Torah because of the chuke, the geschmack that Rav Chizda had for Torah. That's what it says the Lady of Chizda. Then the Beis Yankiv goes on to be Mavid the whole stick of Gemara. But this first part, I hold as Mamish, what the Rebbe is writing this light over here as well. This is a Moedig Gezach. The Yid learns Torah, and the Torah is not just something that, okay, yes, I think about Torah, I learned a bissel, you have to learn a little bit Torah. It's not just that. The Torah is he's coining the Torah, becomes a kinyan, becomes part of the person, not a geschmack. He has a chias. He's living the Torah that he learns. He has a gewaltig liebshaft. He loves the Torah that he's learning. And that makes a roshim on the person, and it makes a roshim on the people around him as well. It makes a roshim not only on him, but it makes a roshim on the people around him as well. And that was the most important. The prob, the moided, when you come in to measure how much connection a certain yid has to divrei the Torah, it's how much hashpo he has on the people around him. How much influence he has on the people around him. How much the people around him become caught in the frenzy, in his geschmack of Torah. Sometimes you meet a person and his geschmack rubs off on all the people around him. His chavivis, his love for the Torah, his gewaldike, his askers, the way he's oisik with Torah, and the way it's mashpia, not just on him, it's mashpia on the people around him as well, more than any mechanach and drosha dashens. It's just look at the person and you're in his presence, you're basking in the presence of someone's geschmack in limud haTorah, the kiyum haMitzvahs. And that was Rav Chisda, and that's what the Rebbe is saying, that he has to have chavivus for divrei Torah. A liebshaft, not just, it should be something that a person does, a mensch lernt, will learn Torah, about this, a dover choshev moed, the gisa bo yom v'layla, kim chayenu moed yichimenu. It's more than that. Should the simul levavchem lahachzik b'Torah Hashem, you should put your heart, it shouldn't be just something on the chedik hachitzoini. Your lev is involved. It's your lev that's involved. Should the simul levavchem. When the person has a geschmack, within the person, there's such a geschmack in there. The geschmack is in the person's heart. That's where the person's cheshek and the chukas are. That's where his desires are. And when his geschmack is Torah, his geschmack is limud haTorah, and amelus baTorah. Like the Rebbe writes, that's the dova moed. That's the probe. That's how you measure the geschmack in the person's Torah. The lev. They once asked him, the Rebbe was very, very involved, the Rebbe was very involved about in Habotas Torah,
in the studying the yeshiva over there in Niradin and all other snifim, all the other branches around and around, that he sent to his brother-in-law, the Rebbe Zatzal, to establish. And once, one of his mekorav, one of the people close to him, said, the Rebbe is putting so much koichas into it, mamish. So much koichas into it, and his mamish non-stop, he barely slept. He said, he told the Rebbe, what Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, Novel Tivol Gamata. A person can't do everything alone, and you can't put so much koichas into it. You, one day you're going to tire out. So the Rebbe answered to what the Rebbe answer? He answered, "B'shem Diyid Hakadosh, Diyid Hakadosh from Shischa, from the pasuk Va'ate Uyayv Yugeyav Lo Yurei Likim." My Amalek states, "Va'ate Uyayv Yugeyav Lo Yurei Likim." Diyid Hakadosh said that he davens. He learns it. He does mitzvahs, and he feels tired from it. Uyayv Yugeyav. He's tired. I worked very hard. I learned a few hours now. I'm almost knocked out now. I did a mitzvah, took away my koiches. A person feels, oyev yageya, it's a shah of Eloshim, that's what Yid HaKodesh says, and the Rebbe said it over. It's a simen v'lo yore likim. Because someone's yore likim, ain't of us at the yores likim. Ain't of us slept with the Rebbein Shalom, he lives with the Ebeshte, v'koy v'yashem yechli v'koyach. So the Rebbe said, from this tikkle Yid HaKodesh we learn, ma'avoid is Hashem, you can't be tired. You can't be margish any any tiredness. You can't feel tired. You have to keep on going with a frischkeit, with a geschmackkeit, because if you have chavivas to the thing, if you love Torah, you love the avotus of Torah, limud of Torah, amedus of Torah, this askus of the Torah, then you don't get tired from it. A person doesn't get tired from things that he likes. A person gets tired from things that he has to do. Okay, I have to do it. But once you do it, you're tired because you did it. But if a person loves something, he has a chiz, he has a geschmack. He has a geschmack in it. He has such a chaviv, such a cheshik for it. You don't get tired. There's no oyev v'yageh about it. Kama noyim hadvorim l'misha omro. There's many, many stories about the Rebbe. Tonight is not about, about all the sipurim and maises or the chazoin. But those that know, those that heard about the Rebbe, that was his life. He was never sleeping, always going, moving on, be marbis toyde, sigh for the dinich sidim, and even more for people beyond. People beyond, being establishing Talmud Toyde in different cities and things where no one was even Mason Lev, he was Mason Lev. He had chavivas for Limud HaToyde, the hours they put in every single day into Limud HaToyde, and Limud HaToyde, Basmodik Doyde Mamish, for hours upon hours, the Gewaldike Tiefkeit. The Shtiklamay Shaloyach, at the end of Chedek Sheni. The Likutim, the last tickle from Meir Shloich Mechlaum, the whole Sefer. He writes over there that the reason why we call the Yom Tov and Shavuot is called Chag Atzeres. Hagam the Torah does not mention anything about Atzeres Mechlaum. Atzeres only mentions Hashmini Atzeres. Sukkis, but not on Shavuot. So the Meir Shloich has a whole tickle over there. He'll say one chedik from the tickle, and the Hashlama for the tickle is in Chedek Aleph, in Masechtas Beye. Masechtas Beye, the first tikkun, Masechtas Beye. But Shloich Vita Zoi. Avada Avada, it's easier, that's Simchas Toire, Shmini Atzeres, is Atzeres. That's when the Vita becomes Nikva, Bekvies, and the person after the Gantz Avoid, the Freshoni, Mekipa, Metzukis, he finally reaches Shmini Atzeres. Obe, he says, we know that Shvidi Omte Veshvies, and the one who gives the Toire, then there's already a Kvies, B'leiv ha'odom. There's already a kvis b'leiv ha'odom lo'ol me'yad. Then a person already grabs onto the Torah lo'ol me'yad. And this stems a little, very much what we said over Thursday night, B'shem Dachas Chaim. Of the Welt, Vetech Simchas Torah, the Welt is happy Simchas Torah, that's what we're dancing. But Elchi, you know that Shavuos is this man that a person has to be B'simcha, by the Torah, by the Aschola. Because then a person grabs onto the Torah, and Ma'ash Loich and Chedek Alev, Masechet Hasbayi, he says, the Loshon from the Medrash, Medrash that says, gives a marshal to two people that come to come to a mishpat, they come to a court case. Two people that were fighting against each other, and they walk inside, right? When they come out, you don't know who won, who lost. If you weren't inside, you don't hear the verdict. You don't know who's the one that the Yotze Chayv, who's the one that was Zakai, who's the one that won, who lost. When you see the person coming out with
wasn't over there, the bayah, such a type of thing that you came out, the winner came out with the thing that he won. Then you see, okay, he's the one that won in the court case. Klal Yisrael and the Koyches HaTumah and the Sitra Achra have a gewaldig melchome. Shoni Yom Kippur have a gewaldig melchome. The Kitrug of the Yidin. But who won? But the Yidin come to Besmedish with the Lidov and the Esrik. They come with the Dalad Minim. As the Medish says, Mishael B'yodoi, Nikishu Netzeach. The one that holds that in his hand is the sin, he's the one that's Netzeach. We're victorious. We're the ones that won. We have the Luv and the Esrik in the hand. We have the Dalud Minim. We have the Rebbe Yishloim Be'af in the hand. And that's the Tushtal to Yom Tov and Shvi'is. Shvi'is Tak is the day of Daf Cholos HaTor. Obbe. We walk in to this Medrash. We walk into the Yom Tov and we have the Torah in our hands. We're the ones that are winning. We're the ones that are winning. We have the Nitzachim. We have the victory. Why? Because we're holding the Torah. The Moisraelim didn't get the Torah. We got the Torah. We said Nas V'Nishma. We're the Amtsiza, we said Nas Vanishma. Me holding the Torah in the hand, we're the Manatschim, we're the ones that are victorious. We have to hold the Torah in the hand, we have to hold the Torah. That's close to the Torah is when we grab onto the Torah and we say, we're beginning. We're starting right now, we're beginning. With our Chashas, with our Frischkeit, with our Cheshik, with our Chavivis. We're beginning, so we're the ones that are victorious. What's going to be in the future? And the person is holding the Torah in his hands and in his Dovik, in the Bonus Lord, Atom Advekim, Hashem Alekechem, Svana Haftoch, Chaim Kulchamayoyim. You're victorious. You're victorious because you're holding the Torah. That's the oimik of why Baruch Chaim said the Simcha of the Torah should be Hashvuas. That's the frame of the Torah. You're holding the Torah in the hand. That's the Yom Tov Atzeres that we, before Chazal, we call that Atzeres because of Anachnu Maminim B'nei Maminim. That if you grab onto the Torah, Ma'altum the Torah, if you grab onto it, B'shtei Eidayim with both the hands and with the lave, with the hearts, you'll be victorious. You're the one that's. You're the one that's Menatzeach. The Koyach HaToyre, the person holding in his hand, he's Menatzeach. Aber, Abad Avade, the Koyach HaNitzachim is the piece, if a person take holds onto the Toyre, grabs onto the Toyre. And something's like a side note, just thrown to my head, it's Yedua that the Rebbe of Shmuel Shloimeh, Akaponim, what was Nir La'ayin, he didn't make him see him as Echtes. So I'm not going to get into it. People shouldn't make a seam. His derech was, he used to learn a masechta, but he didn't make a seam. He didn't finish. He finished it, but he didn't make a matzav out of it, a maimed out of it. And I think that's maybe the amshna of Rebbe Shver, Tainis, what's trying, he doesn't make a seam. The whole din of the volume, I think he spoke to Tres, he mentioned to Tres Yosef. The ganze arichas, but it could be that the gedank is, to see him, a person finishes, okay, you feel good about yourself, now we're good. Yet come again, yet come again, it's like Shavuos, you're up all night. The morning, then you can get shluffing, yet Fabul Chadushim. He always wanted to hold on to his chachis, to the fish guide. You start, we're always starting, we're always beginning. We're always grabbing onto the toilet and we're holding it in our hands, that's how we talk him. Vada, vada, he'd have to have a shiva to finish and finish off. But come a shtickle gedank into maybe a little highlight, insight into what the, and what the Rebbe's Kavana was. Choloifim. Mziyankim over here, and also Mziyankim Akoil, brings down a shtickle over there on Kol HaBechor. The Tveres Yosef has arichas about it as well in the Yom Tov HaShavuos. Also one of the shtickle, one of the shtickle Chakal Moedim, at the beginning of the shtickle. The one says in Kedishin, Sik v'deshat Rigle. What Shabbat Sik v'deshat Rigle is that the schwachste time, the most difficult time of the whole year for Avedis is in the Tkuf of the Yom Tovim. Tkuf of the Yom Tovim. The one Shabbat is because that's when people get together in Besmedish and then to Mokam Yud for Taroivis. That's one Shabbat that Rashi brings down. Others bring down the Shabbat because the different mahalchim what the pshat is. Upon the b'syankiv as a richas, but he says that because the tkufa of Yom Tovim is a gewaldike yetzahor that tries to. I use the Yom Tovim as a man of pnei Hashem. It's a man where there's a gewaldike chibah between the bonus shloim, a gewaldike dveikis between the bonus shloim and klal Yisrael, a gewaldike chavivis that comes out between the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. And the Yetzer is mekatrik. He tries to always sabotage it. And it's a gewaltige Yetzer in those tkufis. And the Messianki writes, Ava misha oiziv asher, oivid Hashem, va oiziv divrei oilam haze, v'shvil ritzoyin Hashem, ze koini kedushin memeachag. He's koini kedushin, faket. Then the other rabbi, then he gets the gewaltige Maidus and Madrekis from these days. The gewaltige kedushin from these days. But if a person doesn't utilize the days properly, then faket. Then the koyach, and there's a gewaltig yitzhar in these days. Specifically, it's on Pesach and Shavuos, Pesach and Sukkot, the Gemara says. Shavuos, why Shavuos not? The Yavit says, the Pesach says, because Shavuos doesn't have a whole Chalamoid, but the Yavit says over there, because it must be, because the Schus, Hayoim, of Shavuos, which is Matan Toire, is my Neya. The koyach of the Yetzer, that's what the Yavit says. But l'choyre, see what the Yankee writes in Tiferes Yosef, l'choyre the pshat is even tiefer. The koyach of Shavuos is the koyach when the Yidin grab onto the Torah, that itself pushes away the Yetzer. If a Yid grabs onto the Torah and held their Torah, he's holding in his hands, he's the menatzeach. That is soisim the path from all the mekatrigim, and that gives the person a koyach to be mezgabo of the yetzor. A person is oiches b'divrei Torah, but he has to be oiches b'divrei Torah. He's oiches b'divrei Torah, then he's oiches to be nehane and to be mesandik v'ne kedushas hayoyim. But he has to grab onto the Torah. So the yomtiv v'shvuas these days in chodesh shivim b'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai. The Yidden came to Midbar Sinai and they began to prepare themselves for Matan Torah. They came ready to Mokim from the Har Sinai, which was a seed in the Kabbalah of the Torah. They were ready, nishpa, ready from just by being by Bar Sinai, like the famous Tikkun in the Tiferes Yosef on the Suda from Chodesh Sivan. He writes over there, the etim fact that they were Kavonel of Har Sinai. They came to Har Sinai, they were ready in the Hene for the Mokim. They was ready Kishach B'lei Vechot. They were ready to Zoycha to that. To the Achtes that already came from being by Bar HaSinai. That Achtes came because the Yidden were mabit towards Rochnius, and they looked towards the Bar HaSinai. So already all the nitty gritty fights and zach and all, everything fell away. These days is a zman from Achonef and Nevi'at Torah, Achonef from Kabbalas HaTorah, Achonef from Maimed HaSinai. And Loit, what we just learned now, the Ikke from the Kabbalas HaTorah is the fact that we're Oiches B'yad, the name the Torah in the hand. And we're the menatzchim. How are we the menatzchim? Because we're grabbing the Torah in our hand, and we have a zizkeit in the geshmak and Torah. Just by we're starting Torah malayitz, but then with the geshmak with chavivus, we're meisim levi. Put our hearts towards the divrei Torah. Shat asim olavchem. V'achak kavonas alei zehinin advarim shatiu shiu divrei Torah chavivim aleichem. We're trying to build up a chavivus and a lipshaft and a geshmak to the Torah gedoyshe. That gives us the koyach of nitzach. That gives us the koyach to be menatzeach of the yetzer hara. The Torah is b'esim atavlim. In program chum nuvul zemesh chayli b'esam medrash. But the koyach of Torah, but the gishmak that comes from the leiv, that has a more the koyach from mizgav of the yetzer hara. Like the medrash of the chum and pashas noyach. And the tzadik writes in kamer mekam mekoyim. So the ikiv of the Torah comes from the leiv. It comes from the pnimius. That has a more the gishmak. And so the guy writes, that's why the Indian from Shavuos B'night, the Lord Toysh Baal Peh, as I said, Tikkin, but Choloif, and after the Kaim Shtayim, the Koyach on Toysh Baal Peh, with the Melis, with the Gishmak, has a Koyach to push away the Yetzer, to push away the Koyachis, Hatumah, that's trying to take away this day from Klal Yisrael, this Givaldika day, this Yoyma Godel, when the Eden became the Melech of Koyanim, the Goy Kodosh. When the Yidden were mekabel the Torah and it became a mizuk, the ichud from Yisrael with Eisav and Kitchabari Chichadi, that day they're trying to take away from us. And the only way we can be mezgabe if we're taka koinit is to Kenyan. If it's not a lima the Torah, a land Torah is like it's a ganz fine, and I'm to say from a land, well, it's not a Kenyan, if you're not koinit the Torah, the ichud of Torah is the Kenyan and the Torah. Shabbos, the pick you from Shabbos, but men mechaz dvor, ba'abor mishmoni dvor, the roch matoyin niknis. There's ways to be koin the toyin. And the kinim toyin is, it becomes a chedik for the mensh mamish. And that, it's chavav of the person, it's a gishmak. And the person has a gishmak in it, it's a simon that's a chedik in a person, and he doesn't get tired from it. More and more and more, he's moizav o'oluch constantly. And that's the achana from the Vetoyra, especially if we're coming now from the Yorzeit, from the Rebbe Zatzal, which this is what he wrote to the Talmidim and the Chassidim. And this is what his life was all about. And now in the days that of Bayom HaZeh Bo Midvasina, we're preparing for Kmos HaToyre, and we're trying to reach the Yom HaGodol Vanoyre, this great day that the Eden was zoichet in the Mekabel de Toyre, and to grab it on their hands, and be Mesameach, Besimchosom, Besimchas HaToyre, the Rebbein Shalom should give us the Koyach, the Schus, and to be able to prepare ourselves properly for Kabbalah Torah, which is echt in Kabbalah Torah, with the Chesimcha, and to be able to live up, the Rebbein Shalom should be able to say upon us, Yisrael Shebecha Espor, Bakik of Klai Yisrael, the Yidin HaMekayim, HaMekabbalah Torah B'Simcha, and the Mekayim the Torah B'Simcha, with Chavivis, inside the Kabbalah, inside the Kima, inside the Lima, everything is with Chavivis, with the Gishmak, with the Cheshik, with the Rizche, and all the days there will be zoiche to be able to become this Allah, the Kedisha Sachag, to be able to become this Allah with the Gewaldike Brocha that the Moid, that the Yom Tov has, like as you do have in the Meshaloyach, in the Mesiankiv, the Meshaloyach already also, but the Barich of the Mesiankiv says, Mesiankiv Shem and the Kanyas Birkas Meyadecho, so every Moid has a Brocha, and we ask that the Moid should be put upon us as like a Masa. He should give us the bracha. He should put it upon us. Even though B'shas Ma'is is not always, we understand what the Birchas HaChag is, the Birchas HaMoed, like the famous marshal with the father and the son who were going in the forest and he found the expensive stones. Everyone knows the famous tickle over there. And that's the later on we see the diamond, we see the beauty of what we took, of what we had. Like Abol Zatoyid, the Yidden didn't know what the Toyid is. Nastav and Nishma, they didn't know. They knew that the Toyid is Hashem, what is there. But later, as we go along, we see the Gevaldike, the Yakis, the beauty, and the Yoifi, and the Hoid, from the Nimid HaToyid, the Chesh becomes Nisrabe, more and more and more, Shemizoyche, that the Yom Tov Shvi should be the Yoim, that we become. They should be able to say upon us, Alei Rav Chisda, give a kick of their Yid, VLM, Toyre, take a look at this Yid, the way he learns Toyre, Brich Rachamon, the Gemetz, the Rebbein Shalom. Agit Nechoydish, and Agit Nev Yom Tov Alei Yid, Kaltus.